This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we welcome Chuck Carman, the Executive Director of the Epilepsy Association. Chuck, thanks so much for coming in. Tell us a little bit about your association and what you do.
Well, thank you for having me here, Terry. We are a 100% local organization that was established by a mother in the kitchen when no one really knew anything about epilepsy over 55 years ago. So currently what we do is we provide medical care, epilepsy-related care for those that are uninsured or don't have the economic ability to go anywhere other than emergency rooms. So we provide them with neurology care, MRIs, EEGs, get their medicine with the hopes of keeping them in the workforce, keeping them in school, keeping their families together.
It can be a really frightening experience if you don't know about the seizures and you experience someone having one. So I guess awareness is the key to helping not only diagnose, but to help people deal with this.
It is, Terry. There's a lot of myths and stigmas about it. Epilepsy is the oldest known condition to man. It was written about in the Old Testament. And the first treatment was a diet written about in the Old Testament. But many years ago, all we had to treat, especially children, was phenobarbital or Dilantin. And phenobarbital being a narcotic is, I'm just going to say, you had a stone child. You didn't have a slow or mentally retarded, for those words back in the 50s and 60s. That's all we had. Today, there's multiple different kinds of treatments for epilepsy, and there's all different kinds of seizures. Over 3 million people suffer from epilepsy in the United States, with 150,000 new cases diagnosed every year. That's 1 in 26 people living with epilepsy.
Wow. And it can totally be controlled by medication?
In many cases, it can. There's a percentage of the epilepsy population that what they call intractable seizures cannot be controlled by either medication or by deep brain stimulation or even brain surgery. The majority of the people can take their medication and function just like anybody else. And that's why there's a lot of myths and stigma, because it's kept very quiet, not talked about. So that's why Epilepsy Awareness Month is big for us, to get out and let people know you're not alone. Like I said, 1 in 10 people will have a seizure in the lifetime. 1 in 26 will develop reoccurring seizures, which is just epilepsy.
So your organization not only helps the folks who have epilepsy, it also helps the families and significant others who deal with this?
Yes, Terry. The social implications of having epilepsy can be just as bad or even worse than the medical implications trying to treat it. Suicide rate is extremely high. People lose their driver's license, obviously, if their seizures are not controlled, can't drive. So how do we get to work? So the economic impact on a family, the social implications, break up families, children drop out of school, people lose their job. So we work very, very hard to not only control them medically, but to work with the families and the individuals so we can look at their total quality of life.
How are you funded, and are you looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for great volunteers. We're looking for medical volunteers that like to donate services to help us as well. Yes, we're funded in various ways. We have grants that we write for private foundations. We get a little bit of state funding for some of our programs, but a lot of it's fundraising and private gifts from corporations and individuals.
So let's give them your website where they could find out more information about your organization, about how to get involved, or how to make a donation.
Thank you. The website's very simple. It's just www.epilepsyassociation.com.
All right. Well, Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for helping our community.
Thank you, Terry. We appreciate it.